the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gain and power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric A. Sinani, Big A. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
Right here on your FM dial, 99.9 KKTC, the Hostile Zone, coming at you live, bringing you the real deal, the no puns. Pull back that curtain. Rip it back. So, folks, welcome to another day on the show. Could you just tell them to move that over there?
Sure.
Welcome to the show. Without you, we would not be where we are. So, much thanks again. We appreciate all the emails and the text messages and the calls to the studio. And it's just really, really great stuff. And we appreciate it. Because if you didn't do that, we wouldn't be here. And, you know, we weren't here, then you'd be missing out on this wonderful commentary that I provide, or Miss Bianca and I provide. I am accompanied by, and once she can get back in set here,
I'm right here.
The angelic voice of Miss Bianca SEA. Welcome to the show, Miss Bianca.
Thank you. Bianca C, that's me.
So you can get us at The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Eric Sinani at bbstalkradio.com. Bianca C, S-E-A, like ocean, at bbstalkradio.com. And hey, don't forget, in your face, you can get me at eric@ericandrewsinani.com. And if you're so inclined, you can even text us. What's that number?
Oh, the number is 917-877-0171.
Wonderful. So, okay, folks, welcome to another edition of the Hostile Zone.
Yes,
welcome. Today is the analysis of Hunter Biden's felony conviction. Fair is fair. We covered the Trump, the Trump case. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go over that. We're not going to be political. We're going to be very straightforward. So this is coming right at you to you folks, America. Mm-hmm. We're going to delve into this felony conviction. Bottom line, we're going to look at the case and see the far reaching implications that is going to affect our legal and political landscape across the board. Not just in just this one little election. Don't think, folks, for 1 minute that the President Trump conviction and the current President Biden's son, Hunter Biden's conviction as just the election. Mm-hmm. This is precedent, word of the day, setting a standard for the future of how American politics is conducted. And we have not brought the judicial system in the political process, but now it is, and that totally is a problem in itself. So join me as we unpack all of the details that I can figure and the significance of this event. I mean, it is pretty significant. And, you know, we're going to start it off with a quote, and I like this quote. The truth is inconvertible. Malice may attack it. Ignorance may deride it. But in the end, there it is. Winston Churchill. It is what it is, basically. In the end, you pay the piper. interesting quote.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, it was. I like to stick with like our American forefathers, but Winston Churchill was a big influence here in our country. So I felt he was it was worthy of that. So not to be confused, because we know that POTUS, what does POTUS stand for, Miss Bianca? Sandbagged her.
POTUS
stands for President of the United States. So I've said that before.
Yes.
So when I say POTUS, that means the president. Sorry for the acronyms, folks. I maybe too many years of government in my head and law, putting all these hats on. But anyway, that don't think that it's just one thing. Hunter Biden was convicted of felonies, and he's got another case coming at him too. He's got a federal case for tax evasion and other things with paperwork, etc. But here's the question, or maybe the statement: Trump got convicted on some nonsense, and Hunter Biden's case is nonsense. Both of them are garbage cases. Both of them should have never ever seen the inside of a courtroom. There should never been a day in the life of court. It shouldn't even have made the newspaper. Stories like this that are minuscule are only because of the name of the person and if they're a threat, if they're power, if they have whatever. Otherwise, nobody would hear about this stuff. Because think about it. You're talking about drugs and a firearm. That happens every day in almost every city in America somewhere.
Yeah, but someone in his position, especially being president's son.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That you missed my butt for.
Yeah.
Had he been somebody else and had been Hunter Johnson, we would not even know anything about it, about prostitutes and crack cocaine and firearms and lying on applications. All that is nonsense. It's minuscule to life. And, you know, it's just frustrating that we are in this situation. And one has to wonder, folks, poof brain thought out there, one has to wonder who's really orchestrating all of this? Because it's like both the Republican and the Democrat are getting charged with crimes. So, and I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, all right? And please, bots and trolls out there, I'm not. But you know what? It almost is a little bit of a conspiracy theory, because if you could just see them coming at Trump, coming at President Trump, coming at him, okay, there it is. But they're going after current president, current POTUS's son, and going, and they're looking into the current president, President Biden, which he could be really implicated in this tax case moving forward. So you have to wonder, is there a deep state really thing going on here? Because it's the same government prosecuting the top people of both parties. Are they trying to eliminate both of those individuals to bring in two fresh people? And who's doing that? Because it sure as hell is not the general John Q. Public and Jane Q. Public casting a ballot. It's certainly not the Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee, at least publicly, because they're standing behind their guy, both sides. No one else is running against President Trump in the primary. It's done. So he is going to be the nominee. So, and as of now, Biden the same, except for RFK, which I'm working on trying to get him on the show. Folks, I spoke with his appointment person. We're trying to get a calendar spot to get him, RFK, on the show, because he would be a great, I think he'd be a great interview. So you have to wonder, if you're prosecuting both of your top dogs, who's behind it? You know, I mean,
interesting race. That's all I got.
We fell into a sea hole, a Sanati hole again, a Chinati hole again. We fell into it because this is what goes through my brain. I'm like, well, if you're going after the, you're basically taking out your top Republican, and even though it's Hunter Biden, it's the son of the president. So I find it to be equivalent almost.
Yeah, I think so.
So you're taking out, you're destroying votes for both sides. Is RFK behind this? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It was a joke. But truthfully, I mean, he might be the only one to prosper from this. But I mean, it's all you see in the news.
Yeah. Like I said, I believe half of what the news say, and it's going to be an interesting race. But, you know, I just feel bad for both sides, you know,
right,
with all this going on. But I got to say, with Hunter Biden's, you know, he shouldn't be recording himself like with guns,
you know,
or with drugs.
I don't think that he intended on. I mean,
oh, he was.
Do you think he wanted everybody to see that?
No.
I understand
it.
But
you shouldn't be sending that to any Joe Schmo.
You
know what I mean? Because you're the president's son. You should have known better.
You know, we know this happens. This stuff happens in Hollywood too. When you have so much power and money, you get bored, and you just do dumb things. But folks, we're gonna merge in a nice song here for you to get the show going. Blake Shelton we had coming up?
Yes.
All right. So we're gonna give you a regular song, folks, and then we're gonna come back to the commentary.
I'm going to be playing Blake Shelton, God's Country.
Right outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a been found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. We turn the dirt and till the week's done, we take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, cause we're proud to be from God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a been found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. My time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a been found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. Yeah, I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a been found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country.
Wow, man, oh man. Yeah, God's country. You know, I felt that to be very appropriate. Thank you. I felt that to be very appropriate because there's so much stuff going on. We have to remember, at the end of the day, we could only do the best that we can do. Mm-hmm. And that's all we can do. And we have to kind of rely on the higher power. Maybe not whatever God you believe in, but a higher power that hopefully is going to guide us in the right direction. So these are felony convictions, but again, just like President Trump, very minuscule stuff. It's not going to affect either one of their lives. However, Hunter does have and more cases coming forward. And now these felony convictions will affect if he's guilty on the other one, having a prior history, where if he didn't. So he would have these two felony convictions with weapons and drugs, et cetera, rolling into his other case, which he probably would do 18 months or so, is my calculation. My sources I talked to figure if he were to go to, now, this is speculation, if he were to go to trial on his next case and not make a plea deal, he could, I speculate from my sources and conversations, he would do about 18 months in a federal prison. At what level? Probably a medium security federal prison. That would be the Bureau of Prison, Federal Bureau of Prisons. Approximately 18 months with parole, probation afterwards, and a whole lot of fines and potentially restitution.
Now, so, would he go to like a regular prison or one of those?
Well, that's why I just said medium security. Medium, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. He's going to play pickleball. No, he's not. He's not going to like Al Capone or John Gotti or something like that, where they're going to play tennis and, you know, Epstein and everything. No, but he will. It will be federal, which is definitely not hardcore. Some of these spots, but it, you know, I don't know what they would. It's a classification unit, but my sources say 18 months and potential. It would be potentially a medium security, you know, where the nearest one to him. Coming out of Delaware, I would say probably Fort Dix, New Jersey. Fort Dix, New Jersey has a federal Bureau of Prisons facility on that base. So, yeah, that's deep sea hole there, huh?
It is. I was just wondering, because I'm like, imagine Hunter Biden in a regular jail. See, he would not last, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So this has been going on for a long time. If you have to remember, too, any folks out there, you know, whether you're listening or watching, it started in like 2000, end of 2017, 2018 investigations. And then there was the alleged Hunter Biden laptop that had information on it.
Yeah.
There's recordings of him and a WhatsApp message. Is it a text message on a WhatsApp?
Yes, okay. Yes, there is.
So there was a message that he actually sent to somebody threatening them that you better work with me because I hold a grudge for a long time and I'm sitting with the big man right next to me, alluding to his father being there.
Oh, that sounds so professional.
So, well, that's come also on. mega
just
criminal.
Just because it's on a WhatsApp, you think that it's going to be disappearing? Nothing that you write or text is going to
be. Did Edward Snowden not teach everybody anything? Okay, it doesn't go away.
Screenshot does exist, people.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So, and like, keep emailing in, because I would like to tell people more information about government spying on you. There's more about stuff that's going on in the street. So mark that down for the license plate and the gunshot thing. Mm-hmm. So so it could go either way, but I don't think either one of them should go to jail, be honest with you, prison. But the key is with this other case is he failed to register as a foreign agent, meaning that he was working for a foreign government. So that is like, and then he didn't pay taxes.
Oh, so you know, always got to cross the T's and dot the I's.
Yeah,
that's a point right there.
Even though they found him guilty of this gun and drugs and filling out the form and lying on the form about drugs and stuff, you know, that does not mean he's guilty. Folks, here on the Hostile Zone, right, we never convict people in the media. That's not my job to do here. It may have been in the previous times to do that, to find somebody at fault, to adjudicate cases. But here, we're not doing that. That's not my role here on the show. But I'm just saying that don't assume he's guilty on the next one.
I understand.
You know, but if he were to take it to trial and lose and be found guilty, he could be facing 18 months, which would, you know, I mean.
Well, that'll be a huge wake up call, you know what I mean? So, like, sometimes.
Al Capone went down for tax evasion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they take this very serious. You know, you could do a lot of things in government and never get fired or even anything. But if you take something or steal something or something like that, put in a false timesheet or something, you're toast. Mm. So the government doesn't mess around with their money, you know? So, you know, that's just fact. So I suspect if it were, I was going to be, we're going to be doing, you know, the Chinati vote. I'm going to suspect that he's going to take a plea bargain. He's never going to see a day in trial, because if it does go into a trial in front of a federal judge, and it goes to that level, then his father will be implicated, because that WhatsApp message and all the other nonsense that they know that was going on with phone calls to the prosecutor in Ukraine and Burisma, where he was on the Hunter was on the board, all of that will come into play, and then it'll be really dusty and bad for our current POTUS, for President Biden. So I don't think it's going to see a courtroom.
I don't think so either.
It's going to be done before that. But the media is just eating it alive. The media is all over the place on it. We're going to spend I'm giving you one show on it. It's not an everyday topic. It's definitely not something we're going to talk about every day.
But one thing for sure, I really do feel sorry for our president. You know,
I do.
Because he's in a tough situation.
I call on you, Jill Biden. Dr. Jill Biden, I call on you. Look at your husband and take care. Be a wife. Be a wife and take care of your husband. And, you know, don't, you know, it's so sad.
Like, where I hate is to she? See. She at every event, she should be next to him the whole time. I don't know why. I love my
country, you know, and so I know you do. And,
I do.
And I never bad mouth the president.
Being a good wife, you have to be next to your husband, right. Especially if.
But I'm saying I'm not bad mouthing is what I'm trying to say.
Being a wife, especially when your husband is in bad health, you should always be next to him, right. No matter what.
Don't really know if that's the case. Somebody else might be pulling the strings. I don't really know. There's speculation that the Obamas are still involved. I did see some chatter on previous videos from a little while back that probably you missed, but you could go look for where he makes a joke about that Obama's still running the show.
Hmm.
You take that for what you will, folks. But anyway, so. Congressional.
Well, I have things to say, but I'm not going to say it
on here. So wait. Let me ask you a question. This is a great question, and this is great for the folks out there.
Sure.
Jane Q. Public. Putting everything aside.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think either one of these convictions and the pending stuff would this affect your mind? Forget that you're on the show and you kind of have a track of what, as just think like a regular person.
Well,
does this affect you? Because President Trump made a fortune.
I listen to both sides, but it is making me mad that this is happening to both sides, because like nobody could play clean.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, would it affect your vote, though?
No, it won't.
Do you think that you would be more likely to vote for Trump because they attacked him?
I won't say that.
Almost 300 million or 200 million.
I'm an entertainer.
Right.
I don't pick sides.
No, but I'm not saying you're picking your side. I'm saying, would you feel like you would lean, because you're like, wow, they're attacking somebody. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel bad for
his poll numbers show that he got a boost, and he got a boost on money, on donations.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you know what? Good for him. I mean, if he's getting a good support, if Trump is getting a great support, then, you know, so be it. And like I said, it's going to be an interesting battle. And let's see who wins.
Yeah.
You know, again, it won't affect my vote when I'm on.
I mean, I don't know. I where I stand, folks. So I don't know who I'm voting for. But I do like RFK. When he comes on the show, I really want to get some questions. I really, really want to hear what he has to say. You know, and that's another good story. The government screwed him out of Secret Service protection. Mind you, the guy had how many assassinations in his family?
Ooh.
Right. So I don't know why they would screw him on Secret Service.
I don't know.
I mean, technically, you don't. There's only two parties, and they get Secret Service when they're the nominee. But when you poll a certain percentage in the polling coming up to the race, if you reach a certain number, then you're entitled Secret Service protection. But the president can also do a waiver if you don't make that percentage, but he can provide it to you anyway. Being that this guy, RFK's family, has been a target, and this is a very contentious race between everybody, and he did meet the polling numbers, I don't know why he doesn't have Secret Service protection. That could be a conversation for another show. But I'm just saying. So
you got me thinking there, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's about that. Yeah. I mean, it is really. So, I mean, obviously, you know, this has some serious implications across the board. And what I really want to do, and I want other people to do, if you're listening, pay attention to social media. Check out Facebook, Instagram, and all of them, X and everything else that's out there, TikTok if you're on it, and see how these people are covering it. Because, see, Mark Zuckerberg and others have said that they're not going to shut down certain free speech on the platform.
Oh, now they're not?
Right. Uh-huh. Oh, that's what they say, right?
Huh. So we'll see what happens when the election... I don't believe that for a second.
I want to see how they cover it.
Because the worker, you know, the workers, no matter what, everybody can't keep track of them.
Right.
So no matter what, even if they're getting paid off and stuff, they're still going to be fact-checking.
Right, right.
I think they should really get rid of that. When it comes to political stuff, they should, like, get rid of the fact-checking.
Well, firstly,
That's what I'm saying.
Here's a very good question. And being we are...
And it's annoying, too, because you can't see anything.
Being I'm a member of the News Guild, the News Union, and I have U.S. press credentials, is Facebook or Instagram or... Are they considered a news outlet? Or are they just conversation?
You know, sadly, people do use that.
That's what I'm saying, right? And YouTube is becoming a news thing. And I guess if you're good at it, you can sift through and find the root of what's real and what's not.
I know. Me personally, if I do want to look for the news and stuff, I would not rely on Facebook because people twist things around, or like they'll make a long video short and just only show what they want you to see.
And you know what else I would love to see too? On TikTok, if there's any political ads out there. Because, you know, both sides are saying, oh, China owns it, blah, 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 right? Well, you can't have that. They're going to steal your information, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I would just love to be a fly on the wall on TikTok and see if there's somebody up there giving a speech or talking.
They probably are.
I'm sure there is. And I think that...
I would not be
surprised. You know, if you want my opinion on that, on the TikTok, I think that, yeah, there are security concerns. But at the same time, if they want to reach the younger voters, they have no choice but to go on there and do. They have zero choice because that's where everybody is. Nobody's tuning into the news stations anymore. They're grabbing podcasts. They're grabbing TikTok, YouTube, etc.
Well, because a lot of people they have a little attention span, so like,
yeah, and I want something
like really like laid out. Okay, this is what's happening, like in fewer sentences or short videos. This is the news today, and that's right. They won't go into detail because that's just
That's my academic side. I like that form of news, because then I can go and seek, because I know how to do research, I can go and seek the real, and I only need like a 3 or 4 sentences. And I know the topic, and I'm like, okay, and I already know if it's garbage or not.
But sadly, people don't look at the small writing, like the articles. People pay attention to just the headline.
And people bold, and they bold. I know in law school there was a thing where when we were doing our written exams, you would make sure that you underlined and wrote extra hard in your essay exams, certain words and phrases. Make sure the law professor saw that.
Well, I get fooled too, because like once it's, I read like an interesting headline. Oh, so and so. I read into it, and then it was a waste of my time because you know what? Nothing mentioned about what the headline said.
Right.
So it was like a run-on news sentence and paragraph, and then I was like, oh, that's a waste of my time right there.
Really is.
I can't get that back.
So Sinati's analysis: Hunter Biden's conviction is significant moment in United States in America. Bottom line, just like Trump's conviction was the same. It is just going to be in the history books, in all the law books, you know, like in 2000, Bush v. Gore, or whatever, Gore v. Bush, whatever, the Supreme, that's like in the history books, you know what I mean? Like, so this stuff is going to be in the books for everybody forever. So it definitely makes a difference in that sense. But it's just not all about one person, because it's about a bigger sphere of influence. There's a sphere of influence here. Like I said, who is orchestrating a lot of this? Who has the perceived power and who has the real power? There's perceived power and there's true power. And you don't usually have both. So do we know who has what? I don't know. I have my opinions, but you know, you don't want my opinion on any of this, because I think the whole thing is nonsense, both sides.
So you're definitely going to go is, on this.
You know, my opinion. I'm sorry.
The sea hole. Okay.
It makes me angry, and that's why it's a bad topic. I didn't even want to do this. I'm going to literally almost end it and then go into the privacy issue that I wanted to talk about. But it's just, stay tuned. I'll give you more as we move into the next case.
So what's going on with our privacy?
Let's talk about privacy. It's not in my notes. So this is right thrown at you because too much Hunter Biden.
You're making me wonder now.
Too much election stuff. So there's a thing called the automated license plate reader. So the automated license plate reader, there's two things that are out there. But
what is that?
The automated license plate reader is, there are cameras posted everywhere, folks, everywhere. If you're not aware of this, I'm giving you have a right to privacy, and you know, Big Brother spying.
Well, in public.
You know, Edward Snowden talked about the program PRISM, the classified program. It was named PRISM, and it basically was how you scoop data, etc. So these are cameras. Don't confuse the red light camera that is checking the location of the car to change the light. I'm talking about cameras that actually read every license plate. And it stores them in a database for all law enforcement agencies and investigators, intelligence agencies to access. I've accessed it. I've used the program. So I could put in a partial license plate in an area, and it'll give me every car that had those first three digits in it a time frame where a crime took place.
I didn't know that.
If you want to find somebody, you know what car they drive and what their car is, you could put in their information, and it'll tell you the last license plate reader camera that got their vehicle picked up, so you know where they are. Oh. This is scary stuff.
It is.
They say it's good to use for crime scene. How are they singling out who has a warrant for their arrest, or who they're scooping everything? Again, this is what Edward Snowden said. It's literally like PRISM. PRISM was the program. PRISM 2.0. Because I'm going to give a caveat to the license plate reader. Do you know that they have a triangulation for gunshots? They have microphones around cities and stuff. And when there's a gunshot fired, it triangulates and kind of gives a rough estimate of where that gunshot took place. Oh. And in CompStat, or whatever they might call in what agency, that's the communication crime room where the analysts sit and people, they'll be able to pinpoint a kind of area and send officers to that area.
Well, I think that's cool.
Yeah,
I
mean, but let me give you the downside to this. Let me give you the downside.
Okay.
All right. So, coupled with the license plate reader, they said originally, the company that makes this, and I'm not going to say the company's name because I don't
it
want
doesn't
to do
matter
it.
Anyway.
You can figure it out yourself. Mm-hmm. But they have a program, and they said that it just listens for, it doesn't pick up any other sound. It knows that you're it was fired, but they told everybody, it doesn't hear anything else. Well, guess what?
I don't believe that.
No, there's already been two cases in court, 2008 and 2012, two cases where it picked up conversations on the street 50 feet away. So you're walking downtown, wherever you're from, in whatever town, you have no idea that these things are everywhere. Okay. A, you got the license plate readers, so they're scanning all the cars. Mm-hmm. And now they claim they couldn't hear. It would only pick up. But there's two cases that it was used. One was a homicide. I forgot what the other one was. And they used that, and it picked up the conversation of the person. Wow. Up to 50 feet away. And it says that the system writes over itself after every X amount of minutes or whatever. But I think it's 90 hours or whatever, whatever it is like that. But then it's off the machine. But is it in the cloud? You know, everything doesn't go away. So,
OMG.
So,
wow.
I didn't mean to stun you folks out there. But, yes, they are watching every car. And, yes, they hear what you say on the street. We like Will Smith on this show, yeah, right? We're fans of Will. Still communicating with your PR person to get you on here. Mm-hmm. I hope you hear that. Ooh. But check out the movie Enemy of the State. That was back in 1998 or something.
Yeah.
And what they were saying, the three-letter agencies were able to do. Check out that movie because that was like 1998. Here we are in 2024, and they're showing technology in Enemy of the State that you don't even know we have today, which is insane. Check that movie out, Enemy of the State. I want to say it was 1998, 99, something like that.
It was in the 90s. How about that?
Will Smith, great.
It
was a great, 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 great movie. That's your homework, folks. Check that movie out.
It makes me think, too. Like, I love movies like that because it makes me, like, put myself in that situation. What would I do?
And the guy he was trying to, you know, have to disappear. And, you know, I said a quote the other day, you know, when you give up a little bit of freedom for safety, you deserve neither safety nor freedom. Mm. Remember I said that the other day?
Yeah.
And it's memorized right here. See, folks, right there, it's memorized. So, you know, they are hearing. And now so we know that they're checking your text messages, your emails, your phone calls, you know, your calling.
Everybody's leaving a trail matter what.
Since I'm going to add to that, there's another thing that's been around for a long time, but they use it. It's called this. It's called the Stingray. The Stingray is that they can. I'm going to get a lot of yelled at from people.
No.
for putting out
I hope
too much
you're allowed to say this. Yeah,
well, it's too late now.
If you can't, then don't say it.
That's too late. So it's all good.
You got to bleep it.
No, we're not.
Bleep it.
No. So I forgot what I was even saying. What did I say? What was it, honestly?
You're talking about the fish stingray.
The stingray. So the stingray. So they.
I was trying to cover you with that.
This is very important because they were using this a while ago. And again, you have an expectation of privacy, your Fourth Amendment, reasonable search and seizure of persons, property, papers, and things, right? Mm. In your Fourth Amendment, Bill of Rights, number 4. They need to get a warrant, but they're not. Now, the Stingray tricks your phone to think that this box that's in a car or a van that they can mobily drive around, mm-hmm. It acts as a fake cell tower. So basically, when you pick up your phone pings a tower, right?
Yeah.
And there's a thing called triangulation. They check your last 3 cell towers, and that's how they can say you were kind of in this area, right? But with this process, you are literally, when you pick up your phone, it's pings to the Stingray.
Oh.
And then the Stingray, like in the police department or the fire department, they have a repeater for their two-way radio.
Mm-hmm.
You speak into the radio, it goes to one place and gets stronger and then sends it out again to a third place.
Mm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So hope everybody else is following.
Yeah. So the Stingray would be the same thing. It would be like the repeater. You pick up your phone, it would connect to the Stingray, which is one of the government agencies is running that Stingray. Your call and text message routes through the Stingray and it goes then to the cell tower. So then you don't know that there's a delay because it happened instantaneously. The people you were calling or texting don't know, but the Stingray now has all of your data and communications that you sent.
Oh.
Literally, folks. And is there are,
so there it's are ways, like the cloud, check out, like gathering in it.
I want to get the. I want to give. I wish I invite this guy. I'm looking at something up here. One second here.
Yeah.
I'm looking up. I just want to make sure I got the right name.
Well, you know, always get the facts. That's what I say. You want to play a song?
No,
while
no, no. All right. So Jason R. Hansen. I want to make sure I got the spelling of the name correctly. He is a former CIA agent, officer, covert officer. He literally, you should check him out on YouTube. Look him up. He's on LinkedIn. Jason R. Hansen, H-A-N-S-O-N. He is very knowledgeable. He will help you if you are concerned about your privacy. He does give a lot of tips on how to escape, evade, and not for illegal purposes. Just maintain your privacy and stuff. Check him out because he's actually very knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah. He was like those. For a while. But, you know, like usually, like, you know, with my privacy on a cell phone,
right?
You know, like it does show you step by step, right? I like shows like that.
Right. So you got a song prepared, Keita, for us?
Sure.
All right, bring us over to Bianca Cam if they can. All right, there you are.
All right, hello. Okay, so I'll be singing Faith Hill, Breathe.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me there. Watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world is fading from your
misty.
It's the beating of your heart. Feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Always so wonderful. What was your inspiration on that? We need to go back off of Bianca Cam. Thank you, well, production. So what was the inspiration for that song?
Well, when there's any problems in your life, sometimes you need to hold back.
Right.
And just take a second and just breathe.
It kind of went well with God's Country.
Yeah.
And I wasn't being overly spiritual. I meant like just let yourself breathe, relax, mm-hmm. and let your inside, your intuition, your whatever guide you to where you need to be. It was a good,
absolutely.
It was a good a mixture there. So, yeah, I don't want to go back to the Hunter Biden stuff. But, so, yeah, you believe that? So these recorders that are on the street mm-hmm. are able to hear up to like 50 feet away.
Wow.
Full conversations.
I'm just amazed by that. Like, and I now I'm going to watch what I say.
And also,
can it read in the house too?
Yes. Also, there was a case. I studied this one in school with Google, and Siri, where they're listening all the time. How many times, if any of you guys have that stuff at home or on your phone, I turn all that off. and all of a sudden you're doing something and your Google starts talking to you. Well, there was a case where a man murdered his wife and they were able to get a conviction on him because Alexa testified.
Wow.
It recorded the whole thing. So keep that in mind when you have these devices. Again,
yeah.
Having, you know, technology is great and whatever, but you're also it's a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you get a little something extra, it costs something. You know, you have to give up something to get something, you know? So, you know, I don't use Siri. I don't use any of that stuff. Because I don't need anybody recording my conversations.
You know, it's a funny joke.
Especially with the press, I'm talking to people. What's that?
The other day,
yeah.
I was saying, hey, right away, I was saying, hey to my son, right? And I said, instead of saying, hey, my son's name, I said, hey, Google. I'm like, OMG, I'm so used to
really?
This technology that I even called my son Google. I just wanted to put that just to lighten up the.
That is pretty.
Isn't that funny?
Pretty funny. Yes, it is. but it's not as bad as people that let Alexa, Google, and Siri raise their children.
Mm.
You know, they forget.
Oh, yeah.
That these dopey devices are not a substitute for.
It's not a
human
substitute
conscience.
For babysitting. It really isn't.
It's not a substitute for the human conscience. We have the ability to reason, and we have the ability to, you know,
that's
have
true.
the cartoons, the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the ability to do that. AI doesn't really have that. And, you know, every time you do something, you're giving out something. So I don't know, you know, this, we're heading down a road, you know, and I worry because they're, you know, you can make deep fakes of people, you know, like videos. And videos and audio that sounds so convincing.
Oh yeah,
right.
Like they would like paste your face on somebody else, and the shading around.
Yep.
The technology.
It's almost perfect.
You could do that to anybody.
Right, and you could do it with singers too. And then you know you can be a fake singer.
I know.
But
I've seen.
I think
I've seen like a losing weight commercial of Kelly Clarkson, actually.
Right, yes, yes.
And I was like, I know that's not her. Because,
yep.
Like, I'm a very detailed person because, like, I can tell what's real and what's fake. But an average Joe Schmo wouldn't know the difference.
Especially these younger generation people that jump on and it's a deep fake on TikTok or whatever. And they're not really blowing the screen up.
That's so unfair.
They're just kind of slightly paying attention. And they think that's real, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a good girl and stuff, but you never know. Somebody might be putting my face on something.
Well,
and
then that's it.
Like,
that's it. Right?
And then my career is over because of that.
Yes. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous. So I worry because, you know, this can happen at any time. And it's so hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube, to put the cart, the cart back in the barn mm-hmm. once it's out. So once this deep fake says whatever they're going to say about you, That's it. I mean,
the hard part. It's going to
take forever to fix that.
Yeah, it'll people take see years a headline, to fix they for get, just a few moments.
They get clickbaited on YouTube, uh-huh. right? And they believe it, you know, and that's it.
It's
don't
so
believe
unfair.
Every news story you read. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Because that maybe at the time when they wrote the story, they believed this might be, and again, it's allegedly, right? Or whatever it is.
Right.
They never really update you on the changes. No. And if they do, it's very small.
I'm sure that's because not a headline. When they're wrong, they just leave it alone and they don't admit when they're wrong.
Yep.
And that's what's sad, you know, like it ruins people's lives, and it's a shame.
So I have a little announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And you're aware of this a little bit. But
yep.
I will be also on doing part of a 24-hour news cycle on another channel, not a YouTube, whatever, on TV and radio. So I will be making the full announcement. But I'm not. You're not going to not have me here. But you know
yeah.
what? But yeah. So, well, you're gonna be on there too. So, yeah, it's for some of it. Yeah. So, yeah. But you know, folks, so there's gonna be a 24-hour news cycle, and I'm going to be the anchor of this particular news mm-hmm. thing, and I'm also gonna be doing a legal show as well. And yeah, so that's gonna be coming your way very soon. We're in the middle of prepping for that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, on the ticker here, reach out to us because,
right here,
the team is, and the other channel production is looking for interns and people to work, et cetera, because it's going to be a big process. So,
and it's fun to be around us.
Yeah.
So,
it's kind of cool. Yeah. I got no complaints.
I mean, we get donuts and, you know,
free donuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss Bianca, did you have anything in the entertainment world?
Well, I did find out Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, they're having a custody with Shiloh, I believe, the daughter. When she turns 18, she's thinking of taking the Brad Pitt last name.
Really? For each his own, I guess.
I don't think that's right. You know, that's a family name. You shouldn't be changing that.
You have the right to do that. So, yeah.
I know, but still, it's sad. You know, like I know she probably wants to have her own identity and stuff.
Right.
But like, you don't have to like legally change it. You
right.
know what I mean? Like everybody has their entertainment names and stuff, but you don't have to. It's just sad to me.
I don't know. I mean, but. Was there trauma in the household? You know, so we don't know.
I don't know, but like, you know, it's funny.
And I hate discussing people's private family business.
Episode. It's like, what, she's going to name herself like Banana Hammock?
Oh, yeah.
That's my joke, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Princess Consuela.
And Banana Hammock.
That's so folks, funny.
If you don't know what a banana hammock is, check that one out. But when you Google it,
make
sure you search images.
I didn't say it was on the show.
Make sure you search. Yeah. When you Google it, make sure you click the image button. All right? And just look at your screen and say, Sonati sent me.
That's going to be a laugh. That's going to be a hoot. Don't do it while you're at work, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Don't be doing that.
It was funny.
Yeah. So, and there was a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah.
But if you heard anything recently about, the P. Diddy?
Actually, I haven't been, like, chasing on that.
Neither have I. I just brought it up because...
There's a lot of celebrities
I see
that are, like...
everywhere, but I don't pay attention.
On the down low, you
yeah.
know?
And I also read that there's several people flipping and going for Trump now.
Yes. Actually, you know what stopped me? Just recently, I saw that Amber Rose
right.
is now going for
that's what made
Trump's
me think of it, because
I
didn't know who she was. And I found out who she was, and I said, wow, that's a huge jump.
Yeah.
And TMZ grabbed her on a couple words.
Yeah, you know what? It's, you know, I liked her response, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, like, I mean,
you know,
yeah. I mean, it was intellectual.
It was intellectual.
It was insightful, intellectual. It was not your standard, you know, garbage yelling at somebody.
What she said, though, like, remember, I'm on both sides, okay? But I'm just saying, and this quote,
You're not on both sides. You're neutral.
I'm neutral. Yeah. Yes, I'm neutral. So in the entertainment world, what she said was really what I agree with. She said, do your research.
Right.
And don't let your mind get brainwashed.
Thank you. Brainwashed. Right. And actually, I was watching Candace Owens, and she was actually talking about that, too. And Candace, if you get this, I sent you an email and talked to your people like 3 times now. Call, please. get back to my tech or email. Check your, whatever. Okay. But she was talking about the same about brainwashed. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the CIA, literally. That's why it was kind of funny that I mentioned Jason Hansen. Mm-hmm. But there was a program called MKUltra.
MKUltra
was a program that took place way, way back. And it was with the way they were trying to do mind control and brainwashing. And this is what happens with the news.
Mm-hmm.
And and all of the younger generation and social media is conditioning. Mm-hmm. It's brainwashing you to believe certain things that are not true. Well, America is inherently a great country. Yes, we have done some things that, you know, we're not proud of. We had slavery. We've done things. Everybody has. But nobody that's done that in those days is here today. Right. And, you know, we do a lot of good things for a lot of people. But you just don't hear that. They don't see the history books don't provide enough history. They don't provide.
It's not quick enough.
Yeah, they don't provide, you know, and it's a shame. As a professor at the university level, I can't tell you, and I'm not going to name which particular school that this happened more often than not, was where students would come and they couldn't read.
Oh,
and
really? Well, they should always practice on reading, you know, like when you have a moment. I know like both parents are busy working and stuff. You should really make a time, to know and get to know your kid.
You
and
said it like, the other day.
Instead of watching a mindless movie or whatever, you know, yes. You know,
in the 90s, I'm giving you credit for it.
In the 90s, you know, when at 10 o'clock, they would say, do you know where your children are at?
Right.
They should still have that, no matter what. Even on the internet, you know, on Facebook or commercials, like around that, they should like unite of saying at 10 o'clock, do you know where your children are at? Because then it keeps you on track of like getting to know your kids after that, you know?
And you know what, as a mom moving into, you know,
I'm saying
technology, like you have to stay so up on tech to keep up with your son as he gets older because he's going to run circles around you.
Oh yeah. They already know, like probably like by like three or six.
I've seen him here at the. I've seen him here in the studio. He's grabbing everybody's phone.
Yeah,
I've seen it. I saw.
By 6 years old, they'll know how to do everything.
Yeah. And they know better than you.
Yeah.
Right. Well, folks, we're coming to a hard close. I didn't want to go too much on Hunter Biden, but we're gonna follow up on some. We're gonna keep track of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But I thank you very much for being with us here today. Catch us tomorrow, Miss Bianca. What are you gonna do for everybody?
Well, I should be singing the national anthem.
And how are you going to do that?
Acapella, of course.
Really?
All right.
Production, you know what to do.
All right.
Production. Are they looking at me?
Yes.
Production.
All right.
They got it. All right.
Okay. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
She's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star
your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Cincinnati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.
That's right. Love your country. And Cincinnati heard you.